For the last couple of weeks, I've been curious again, as I am every year, of the octave of Christmas, meaning 8 days. And it's very different than Easter's octave, because Easter is always on a Sunday, or Christmas is always on the 25th, no matter what day of the week that is. So, like, if you remember from last year, our Christmas Eve was on a Sunday. So we had the last fourth Sunday in Advent on Sunday morning, and Christmas Eve that evening. And I remember as a priest, that was kind of crazy. That was a lot of masses in one day. And then the Christmas Day, of course, was on the 25th. And so the calendar is a little different every year as what the date is. And so I kind of got a bulletin article ready just with some numbers and the dates, whatever the date it is, and then with some questions for you to think about. So that'll be actually doubled. For Father Les had a great article that same weekend, and so he'll be in the paper in our bulletin, and I'll have kind of a good thought, some things to have, because I'm trying to look into a little deeper. For instance, why is Saint Stephen, who was martyred the day after Jesus was born? We listen to the gospel today. We're not hearing from the first or second book of Luke talking about Jesus Christ as a child the next day after Christmas. We're actually moving forward to Matthew in chapter 10 about he is an adult. That's a good question, I think. Why is that? That Saint Stephen, who came many, many decades after Jesus was born, on the second day of the octave of Christmas. So here are three thoughts on that. So studying it up. One, that obviously St. Stephen was the first martyr in Christianity. He was the first man that gave his life to Jesus Christ. A second, they were very important to keeping relics from the very beginning of our church. And that's one reason why we believe that Mary was assumed into heaven and why Jesus was risen from the dead. They had no clue, and they still have no relics from either of them because they're not on earth. They're in heaven. And so it was on December 26th in 415 that they kind of found where he was. There's a long story behind that one, but that was the day that he was found. His relics were found again. Another is in Acts 7, which is basically one great summarization, very quick, in all of salvation history. You know, some people we should think about the whole Bible, and that's great, and we should. But if you want to have a nugget of the whole Bible, there's several ones in the book of the Acts. But one is Stephen, who basically people were persecuting him, and he was wise, and he was telling people in about 55, 60 verses of all of history, salvation history, from the very beginning to the end. That's another thought. A third was in one of our antimons this morning that began in our breviary today. Our antiphon says, "Come, let us worship the newborn Christ who has given the glorious crown to Saint Stephen." That'd be a newer addition in the breviary, not in the first century or the second century, but probably in the last several centuries, as our church realizing that, yes, Jesus Christ eventually died. He gave his life. Yes, we know we celebrate the Christmas, but we know the story is that he wasn't just born here. That wasn't the end of the story. That was kind of the beginning. And he did give his life. And so I love that line this morning in the morning prayer that Christ has given the glorious crown to Saint Stephen, the first martyr. So some great thoughts this week and this weekend too as we go through the 8 days of Christmas. Remember, it is still Christmas today. I'm taking it with all advantage because I didn't buy, I think I got my mother's gift ready, but I have no clue for anybody else in my family. But it's Christmas, and I can work on that for the next 6 days. So Merry Christmas, day 2 of the octave. Let's continue to celebrate for our Savior.